This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Fort Collins and Loveland health officials have scrapped plans for a vaccine verification program for local businesses after community pushback, including false claims it would have been a vaccine mandate. The voluntary program would have allowed businesses to loosen mask requirements for people with proof of vaccination. COVID is straining hospital capacity. State officials are promoting an antibody drug that could reduce ICU visits. But CPR's Ben Marcus reports doctors are having trouble finding the treatment.
Governor Jared Polis said the situation in the hospitals is dire.
Where we are at now is simply not sustainable.
So the state is pushing monoclonal antibody therapies for high-risk people who get COVID. If they get an IV dose of the drug within 10 days, they can likely avoid the hospital. But Dr. Mary Catherine Husney said it took her hours of searching to get a patient the therapy.
She was fairly sick, and we were able to keep her out of the hospital.
Polis said the state is working to make that process easier. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos strongly encouraged but do not require fans inside Empower Field at Mile High to wear masks. The team says spectators should follow guidance from public health officials to wear face coverings in all indoor areas at the stadium. Teams that play at Denver's Ball Arena require masks or proof of vaccinations to attend games. Mostly clear for the Front Range tonight. You're listening to CPR News.